Come here. Now. I don't care if you're in the middle of a game. Come here now. Pause it. Oh, it can't be paused. Well, I'm going to switch it off then. Oh, you didn't save it. Too bad. When I ask you to come here, I expect you to come here immediately. Is that understood? Stand up straight when I'm talking to you. You know I hate it when you slouch. What's the matter, you say? Why do I sound angry? You should know what the matter is. So, why don't you tell me and save us all the time and energy? No? You're going to be quiet. You're going to pretend that you've done nothing wrong. Is it because you know you've disobeyed Mummy's rules? You know that you did something you should not have done without my permission? Well, I am very disappointed in you. Don't look down at the floor when I'm talking to you. Look up at me. I can see it written all over your face. You can't hide. And I know you certainly can't lie. So, why are you being such a brat now? You know I normally love your bratty behaviour, but that's you being cheeky. It's fun and... This is a step too far. I am unhappy with you. And most of all, I'm disappointed. You have let me down and you've let yourself down. So, what are you going to say for yourself? Still nothing. My. You are being a disobedient brat today, aren't you? You know your actions have consequences. And they have punishments. Well, as you won't speak or admit it, take your trousers off now. And your underwear. Hurry up. That's it. Now, lay down on my lap with your ass over my knees. That's it. Bum in the air. I will teach you not to lie to me. So, last chance. Are you going to admit what you did? Still no? Right, do you feel this? This is my hand grazing over your bare bum. If you do not cooperate, you know what's going to happen, don't you? Silence, still. Don't whimper, this is for your own good. So, are you going to talk? No. You're not going to admit that you went through my underwear drawer without my permission. Silence? Tears won't save you now, sweetie. I gave you many chances to speak and you wouldn't. You know, we live in this house together. I hardly doubt any of my special friends would go through my drawers and move everything about. They certainly wouldn't take things out of my drawers and leave things all over the floor. That's how I know it was you. They had been absolutely rifled through and we've had no one round. I had everything all organised, neat and tidy. But you went in and messed it all up. And the funny thing is, you don't even try and hide it and you certainly aren't admitting it. So, once again, are you going to admit it? Yes, Mummy. Thank you. Now that's what I wanted to hear. Now we're getting somewhere. Look at your little bottom. All red from my hand already. It looks very sore. So, have you learnt your lesson? Do you promise not to disobey me again? Speak clearly when I talk to you. Do not mumble into the bed covers. Say it again. Say yes, Mummy. Thank you. Right. So, why did you want my panties? Silence again. Sweetie, you know this isn't going to end well. Why did you want my panties? Was it to wear? Did you want to feel all grown up in Mummy's panties? Or was it to sniff? Like a little pervert. Look, sweetie, The quicker you admit, the quicker we can move on and just forgive each other. What was that? You wanted to sniff them because you missed me. Darling, why couldn't you tell me that at the start? You were embarrassed. Oh, baby, I didn't want to resort to physical punishment, but you didn't talk to me, darling, and we promised, didn't we? Right at the start, we said communication was so important to the both of us. Shh. I know you're sorry. Thank you for saying it. Mummy is sorry too, okay? Let me rub that sore bottom of yours softly. No, I promise I won't spank you again. I'm going to soothe it, okay? I'm just gonna kiss it better. It's all over now. You're safe. Come here. Let me cuddle you. Come and lay on my chest and let me stroke your hair. I'm just gonna kiss your head, okay? Mwah. I know, Mummy has been working late and I've not been around as much as normal, and I'm sorry, but darling, you need to tell me that with your words, okay? Not by behaving like a brat. Now, after we've had cuddles, I want you to come and help me tidy up my drawer, okay? We'll do it together. But after, we will spend some quality time together. Would my baby like that? Mummy time. Mwah. And we can do anything you want, okay? Just you and I. Me and my favourite baby. Huh? No, sweetie, I don't have work today. I'm here. And that's why I was so upset, you see? I thought we could spend some time together, and I went to get ready and I saw the mess in my bedroom, and it made me angry and it made me sad, and I guess that's how you felt when I worked late lots this week, huh? Sad and angry that your mummy wasn't home and to look after you, to spend time with you. Oh, sweetheart, I am so sorry. I know I hadn't been around as much, but I didn't know it upset you. I'm really sorry that I made you feel that way, my darling. Promise me you'll tell me next time, okay? I'm not really disappointed in you, my sweetheart. You have been so good. All you want to do is make me proud of you, and you do, my sweetheart. I promise you. Now, I'm going to go get you a drink, a snacky. We'll go tidy that drawer together, and then we will go do something fun. Okay, darling? Put your trousers back on, sweetheart, okay? I love you very much.